Samson and Delilah. In time, Samson fell in love with a woman named Delilah. When the Philistines found out about this, a group of their leaders met with her. They said, "Each of us will pay you 1,100 pieces of silver if you can find out the secret of his strength. Once we know that, we'll be able to kill him." So she said to Samson, "How can someone tie you up in a way that makes you powerless?"
"Oh, I'd be like any other man if someone tied me up with 7 brand new bowstrings."
The Philistines gave her 7 fresh bowstrings and hid some guards in her room. She tied Samson up with the bowstrings and then shouted, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" He jumped up and snapped the bowstrings as if they were pieces of a yarn touched by a fire. Delilah said, "You lied to me. Why would you make fun of me like that? Please, tell me, how can you be tied up?"
"The key is new ropes, but only ones that haven't been used for anything else. If I'm tied up with new ropes, why, I'd be like other people."
So she took some brand new ropes and tied him up. Guards were still in their hiding place. She yelled, "Samson, quick! The Philistines are here!" He jumped up and snapped the ropes like they were pieces of thread. She said,
I'm nothing but a joke to you. Why do you keep lying to me? Now tell me, how can you be tied up?"
"It's my hair. If you weave my 7 braids with a web of a loom, I'd be as weak as any other man."
So Delilah waited until he fell asleep. She then wove his 7 braids into a loom. When she was done, she yelled, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" He woke up and pulled his hair away from the loom. She said, "How can you say that you love me when you don't trust me? 3 times now you've laughed at me by telling me a lie. Why can't you trust me with the secret of your strength?" She kept this up day after day. She begged and nagged him until she wore him down. Finally, he told her the truth. He said, "I'm what our people call a Nazarite. I've been one since birth. My hair has never been cut, and that's the secret of my strength. If someone shaves my head, I'd be like any other man." Delilah realized he had finally told her the truth. She sent for the Philistine rulers. "Come. I finally got the truth out of him. Be sure to bring my money with you." So they came with her money. That night, he fell asleep with his head in her lap. She motioned for a man to come and cut off his 7 braids. As he did, Samson's strength left him. Then she yelled, "Samson, the Philistines are here!" He jumped up to defend himself, but he didn't know the Lord wasn't with him. The Philistines grabbed him, and he couldn't break loose. They held him on the ground and poked out his eyes. They then took him to prison, where he was forced to push a grain millstone. While he was in prison, Samson's hair started to grow back. In time, the Philistines gathered to worship in the temple of their god. They ate and drank until they were drunk. Someone yelled, "Go get Samson. That would give us a good laugh." The place was packed as a boy led Samson into the temple. He said to the young man, "Take me to the supporting pillars." Samson called out to God, "O Lord God, give me strength just one more time. Allow me to pay back the Philistines for taking my eyes. I'll die with them." He then grabbed the two supporting pillars and pushed on them with all that he had. They gave way, and the temple fell on the Philistines, including all of their leaders. More people died in Samson's death than he had killed in the rest of his life. He had been judge of Israel for 20 years.